2-0. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and did all thy love to me. But I long to ride in the arms of day, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast.
So Yeah. Short list tonight. 34. Number 34. It's a bit different than the other Bible with me that you're familiar with. Mr. Larry Hawker, back in the 1800s or whenever it was, his little girls were having trouble sleeping one stormy night, and he wrote this song for them. Abide with me, 'tis eventide. The day is past and gone. The shadows of evening fall. The night is coming on. Within my heart, a welcome guest. Within my home, abide. Oh, Savior, stay this night with me.
I believe he still stole the cattle. Since I was a little girl, I don't remember when, but
they did.
that up there? Oh man, what it is. What it
is. And there's a painting. Have you ever seen the painting that someone did of a younger person at a wheel of a ship? They've got it in their hand, and then behind them, in fainter colors and all, is Christ, a picture of Christ guiding them. And the sea is rough, but it's perfect. I mean, it was done on that song.
How about that? How about that? That's a good thing. That's a good thing to have. One more I have in mind to do with you tonight, if you would do this sort of thing. Let's see here. Number 533. It's two pages of Psalms. We sing the first verse and third verse of it. We sing it all the time. But it's a good song. 533. It thrills my soul to hear the songs of the praise we mortals sing below. And though it takes the parting of the ways, yet I must onward go. I hope to hear through out of numbered days the song earth cannot know. They sing in heaven a new song of Moses and the Lamb.
I want to
hear the angels singing to give me welcome to mansions bright and red. Their hearts ringing with voices blending so rich and rare.
I want to
see the Master bringing a precious life crown that I may own and wear. I want to hear that mighty chorus sweetly sing. I want to hear that mighty chorus sweetly sing. Want to hear the mighty chorus sweetly sing, to hear it swell and ring.
Good song.
You cut that in that on the part.
You gotta have a mouse and bowl, don't
you? You gotta have a little bit of that part, don't you? Do that thing.
269.
Yeah, that's my old.
Oh my, stand by. Yeah. I believe Tony would like this song, 269. It kind of reminds you of the older day, too. 269. When the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall arise, and the splendor immortal shall envelop the skies, when the angel of death shall no longer destroy, and the dead shall awaken in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to songs of the ransom that we each other shall read, singing praise to the Lamb through eternity's years, with the past all forgotten, with his sorrows and tears, in the morning of joy, in the morning of joy, we'll be gathered to glory.
Six hundred eighty-two.
682 is an invitation song 9. This morning I was dealing with the topic, study this month, all through the month, thing I did with the topic of fatherhood. And the idea of God the Father and His care for us in life. What the Father set forth in His Word about pure religion is rather significant, I believe, to us. In James chapter 1, He tells us that very thought. Through James, He writes this Father, pure religion and undefiled for God and the Father is this, to visit or care for the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Beautiful passage of Scripture that tells us about God and His fatherhood overshadowing and looking for the betterment of the fatherless and widows as they live on earth. His people practicing pure religion, undefiled religion, are those who visit or care for fatherless and widows as they live here. As it's been noted by those who look back in all the history books and history journals of the history of this congregation here at Crockett, that has been a steady pattern way back all the way down to the stream of time now. Of care for fatherless and widows, steadily being done. Added to that was the idea of caring for others that are in times of distress and hurtful situations. So it's a good thing to do. You do something to Jesus' invitation to come and pray together tonight as one who's fallen away in some respect from the Lord. Come as we stand together and as we sing this song tonight.
King of my life, I crown thee now, thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn crown brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget
Son. faith as we leave here today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all for being here. Great.